Hello, Empresses. This is Leslie Tagorda, your business astrologer for Origin with the cosmic weather for May 2021. The theme in Origin this month is getting support, and we have the cosmic energy to help you get there. So get ready, everyone. May is a big month, and it's time to pour your money and your resources into your values and express your contribution to the world. What you will notice is that your needs have shifted significantly in the last year, and what was once true for you in terms of what you value, how you add value through your business, and how you build value may no longer be the same. Isn't that the truth? So it is during this month of May that you break free from all of those old shoulds and responsibilities and build new containers of sustainable and reciprocal value through your business. May's cosmic shifts are here to support you with all of this so you can build your worth not by judging how much money you have in your bank accounts, but by the contributions you pour into the world with your genuine star power. This is really the reciprocity of getting support as well as giving support. We are all interconnected. So in April, you were able to envision what it means to be a leader and start to take aligned initiative in your businesses. And this month in May, you're going to have the star powers on your side to recognize the old paradigms that you've outgrown and need to break free from, and how to express your big messages based on the value you contribute to the world. You're getting really clear on your value and how you're meant to contribute, and the cosmos is here to support you. In May's cosmic weather, we have some big shifts that are going to support your body, mind, and energy to know your value and invest in what you value, harness beauty, imagination, and gratitude to express and share your value, break those old rules to create new structures for equitable change, outlearn outdated truths and let it go with a bang, and make space for rethinking your new truths and reality. Because the big shifts that we have coming up, we have Mercury entering its home sign of Gemini in May 4th for an extended stay. We have Venus joining in Gemini on May 8th. Jupiter will enter its traditional home of Pisces on May 13th. Saturn starts its retrograde in Aquarius, joining Pluto already in retrograde starting on May 23rd. And at the very end of the month, look forward to our second Mercury retrograde cycle in Gemini, officially happening on May 29th. We have two big lunation cycles as well. We have our new moon in Taurus at 21 degrees on May 11th. And then we have our full moon lunar eclipse Sagittarius at 5 degrees on May 26th. So again, all of these dates are in the written report, so you don't have to, you know, drop everything to write down these dates. Remember, these cosmic weather notes, these are the collective cosmic energies available to us all. There's nothing to be fearful of, especially when you get curious about what you are meant to learn from these shifts. For larger shifts, you're going to feel the energies leading up to and leading away from the exact date that I give you. I heard from you in the Facebook group that you wanted a little bit more information in terms of degrees and how to look at it in your natal chart. So to personalize these energies, look to conjunctions and meetings and all these lunar activations. I give you the degree. So look to your natal chart and find where that degree lives on your natal chart to see if you have other natal energies impacted. The astrological house, that's the little pie segments of your circular natal chart, and where the degree occurs, whatever house contains that point is the place in your business and life where more information is available for that shift. All right, let's get into the details. On May 2nd, that is Sunday, May 2nd, we have Mercury trining Pluto at exactly 2:19 a.m. Pacific, 5:19 a.m. Eastern. And the theme is your said truths have power. What messages are supporting impact and understanding now? It is a harmonious time to fine-tune your message for grounded, practical impact. For a few days before and a few days after, you will have the support of the cosmos to anchor in some of your messages. For example, if you've been struggling with bringing your big message to be clear, this energy will give you the support you need to gain that clarity and add a little impact oomph. Notice too for signals from others or the universe that may inspire and impact and simplify your thoughts. So Mercury will be at Taurus of 26 degrees in supportive flow with Pluto at Capricorn 26 degrees. On Monday, May 3rd, it is a big day with four big shifts happening in the span of 24 hours. This is, you know, giving us the focus on simplifying our thoughts in order to make bigger impact. In the wee hours, Mercury will square off with Jupiter, and then later the Sun squares off with Saturn, all in fixed signs. So if you have strong fixed energies in Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you'll definitely be feeling this. Later on Monday, we're going to have our fourth quarter moon in Aquarius, where it's time to relax with your friends and chat the night away as Mercury enters its home sign of engaging Gemini. So let's look at those individual shifts. In the wee morning of the 3rd, Mercury squares off with Jupiter at exactly 2:33 a.m. Pacific, 5:33 a.m. Eastern. Communications expand their reach. The question for you is, what understanding now inspires your capacity to expand your vision? This is a harmonious time to simplify your big message for more impact. You will have a greater awareness and newfound belief systems show you where you need to change and simplify your communications for originality and impact. For a few days leading up to and a few days following, you may feel the urge to streamline your big messages, maybe your calls to action or your impact statements, or maybe even your unique value proposition that you have up on your website. You're getting really clear now. And so this is Mercury at Taurus of 28 degrees, squaring off with Jupiter at Aquarius of 28 degrees. Just a few minutes later, at exactly 3:02 a.m. Pacific and 6:02 a.m. Eastern, the Sun squares Saturn, where the theme is constraints have creative gifts. What creative excess is holding you back? What can you limit to create more freedom? For a few days before and after, you're going to find creative vibrancy in your limitations. This can be so freeing to work within tight confines and restraints. Often, when we have tight frameworks from which we can operate, our creativity soars. Notice how you're being asked to work with less and how this restriction is upping your creativity so you can create more. The Sun will be at Taurus of 13 degrees, squaring off with Saturn at Aquarius of 13 degrees. And then later on in that afternoon, at exactly 12:50 p.m. Pacific, 3:50 p.m. Eastern, we have our fourth quarter moon in Aquarius, kicking off the lunar cycle to relax and be with friends. So what can you easily do today with friends to get some inner emotional clarity? It's a supportive day to enjoy with friends and larger networks. This last quarter moon phase is an internal integration phase in our lives and businesses. When you slow down to review all you have done to work towards your intentions, you have the chance to internalize all that has happened. This is your time to cultivate all that you have learned and assess what you want to continue with and what you may want to revise. It's time to compost and churn back what is not needed as nourishment for the seeds you've planted. With the Aquarius fourth quarter moon, spend some time internalizing by relaxing with your friends, sharing your hopes and dreams, and sharing your hopes and dreams for the future. Lastly, on this Monday, we have Mercury, who's been zipping through the cosmos, entering the sign, his home sign of Gemini, at exactly 7:49 p.m. Pacific, 10:49 p.m. Eastern. The theme with Mercury in its home sign of Gemini is thoughts are curious and quicksilver. What information will you share to create dialogue? Mercury returns to its home sign of Gemini for an extended stay of 6 weeks, now through July 12th. While at home in witty Gemini, Mercury is particularly strong while moving forward, taking care of business through sharing ideas, teaching, writing, and all things communication and expression. You may have a ton to say and share, but remember, Gemini at its highest is about being curious and listening too. Your thoughts will be moving quickly, so be sure to always have your planner to capture your idea. And in a few weeks, Mercury will begin its second retrograde cycle of 2021, where you'll get to rethink, reflect, and re-understand to gain more clarity. Such a crucial part of getting support is getting clear on where you need support. So look forward to that retrograde cycle. That's it for that Monday. It's a busy Monday. So next we come to Thursday, May 6th, where we have Venus trining Pluto already in retrograde. This happens exactly at 4:25 a.m. Pacific, 7:25 a.m. Eastern. And the theme is power to manifest and maybe overdo. What now feels gratefully easy and powerful? A few days leading up to and a leading away, you could see deep supportive relationships and investments manifest or climax. This could be really wonderful, yet there is some caution to not go overboard. Energies can feel magnetic and powerful, and that feels wonderful, yet there is great potential for this enthusiasm to teeter on the compulsive or overzealous. So enjoy this time and notice what manifests when it comes to support from the right people and the right resources. That's Venus. And be wise with investing all your energies into one basket. Venus will be at Taurus of 26 degrees in supportive harmonious trine with Pluto at Capricorn of 26 degrees. On Saturday, May 8th, it's a big day with Venus squaring off with exuberant Jupiter before moving into chatty Gemini. What a great way to start your week. So first we have Venus squaring with Jupiter, and that is exactly at 6:38 a.m. Pacific, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. So have some fun, be supportive and generous mindfully. So what fun interactive tasks can be had? Have fun, yet don't overdo it. We're still also dealing with that last transit earlier this week. This continues to be the theme for days leading up to and away from this exact square off. This feels like a social time where you get to exchange your big, socially conscious ideas with your larger communities, where you get to share your value systems and expand on them. Part of Taurus season, for which we are still in, is about putting your resources and money where your values are. So you may feel the urge to invest in some big dreams to get support. And yes, invest in your big dreams, but not in such a way that it will overburden you. With Jupiter involved, we can sometimes break off more than we can chew, and this energy can be expansive, joyful, and fun, so go for it. Yet to be mindful about what you can really manage, as this would not be a good time to have any buyer's remorse. With Venus at Taurus of 29 degrees squaring off with Jupiter at Aquarius 29 degrees, the two benefics, the lucky planets in our chart, at the final degree of fixed signs of both Taurus and Aquarius, this can cause some of the shadows of both Taurus and Aquarius to come alive. So Taurus shadows may be excessive and have difficulties letting go, whereas Aquarius shadows can veer on the side of feeling excluded or too much like an outlier. So if you're feeling this energy come up instead of the fun and fun generosity, get curious with your personal experiences of sharing wealth or sharing your wild ideas. This energy passes rather quickly, so any hard feelings will pass quickly too. Later on that night, we have Venus now joining Mercury in the sign of Gemini at exactly 7:01 p.m. Pacific, 10:01 p.m. Eastern, where we bring the energy to connect over shared interests and dialogue. What connections and mutual support will you make? Now through June 3rd, Venus, our connection to the people and resources we need to succeed, is gliding through social Gemini, where she wants to connect with others through mutual support over shared ideas. When Venus is in Gemini, your values widen a bit as everything holds interest. Life is so fascinating. This isn't the time to commit to any single relationship or interest. Instead, use this energy to meet new people over mutual support, shared interests, join or start a writing group or a book club. Let your mind take lead with connecting you to the right people and resources you need. Oh, and if you had a hard time connecting over social or having blocks with your communications, Venus is here to send you some love in this area. If you have any planetary energies or angles, like your rising descendant, midheaven, or IC in Gemini, over the next few weeks, as lucky Venus goes across Gemini, she will be sharing her love with you. On Tuesday, the May 11th, we have our new moon in beautiful Taurus at exactly 21 degrees and 18 minutes. At exactly 12 o'clock noon p.m. Pacific on the dot, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern, where today you get to plant the seeds of value and abundance in your business. How do you add innovative value, and how do you clearly communicate your value is the big questions you need to ask yourself as you plant your seeds. Abundance, profit, resources, value, whatever you want to call it, you need it in your business and your life. Each of us values different things and has our own reasons for desiring a good life. And we all have it within us to create that good life in a way that feels supportive, generous, sustainable, and equitable. It's up to us to understand what we want and what allows us to gain it through investing in our values. Equally, the value that we deliver to our customers has different meanings, and it's up to us to deliver and define our value to call in our aligned soul customers who we are designed to serve. There are many things that go into our ability to earn the resources we need, and at the core is how we value ourselves and what we in turn contribute back to the world. This first step is to recognize and embody your value. This is true worthiness. If you don't value yourself or your offerings, secret, no one else will. Do note that the time of the new moon, we all will have a Chiron squaring Mars, so our feelings and old hurts might come up. If you're feeling disconnected from your value and how you add value, get curious to understand if there are still lingering doubts about your ability to take self-directed action, also known as leadership. Spend some time in quiet flow states. This is going to support you for deeper understanding. And decide today what abundance and value add looks like to you in your spiritual business. Then plant those seeds. The next day on May 12th, that's a Wednesday, we have Mercury trining Saturn at exactly 11:34 a.m. Pacific, 2:34 p.m. Eastern, where the theme of this is supportive time to concentrate. Yay, finally. What communications projects need process? This is a really supportive day to plan out your marketing, book outline, or other long messaging projects. For a few days leading up to and away from this exact aspect, we're all feeling the need to think deeply. We have the mental space to clear out distractions and focus on creating some foundational containers we need for bigger communications projects. If you've been meaning to plan out your marketing project, podcast season, or your next planner, even your next course outline, this is a great energy. This is the energy you need. So this is Mercury in Gemini in supportive harmonious trine with Saturn in Aquarius at 13 degrees. The next day on Thursday, Jupiter enters its home sign, traditional home sign of Pisces at exactly 3:36 p.m. Pacific, 6:36 p.m. Eastern. Ah, when Jupiter is in Pisces, we all get to have expansive visions. What will you dream into being? Now through July 29th, Jupiter makes a splash into his traditional home of visionary Pisces. Jupiter has been rushing through Aquarius to take a dip back home where he can expand on his big dreams, illuminating imagination and opening up to the possibilities that he discovered during his time in Aquarius. While Jupiter is in his home sign, he is super powered and ultra sensitive, giving you an energetic, sensey boost, spiritual boost. Even if you don't consider yourself creative or spiritual, we all get a dose of his imaginative, magical powers. Add rainbow sparkles and sprinkles to everything. In July, expansive Jupiter will come back to Aquarius during his retrograde cycle and stay there till the end of the year. When Jupiter returns back to Aquarius for the rest of the year, you'll have the gift of vision and imagination from Pisces that you can build into your social impact strategy. For the moment, while Jupiter is in Pisces for the next few weeks, expand on your work that benefits from your vast, intangible, spiritual imagination. Anything to do with photography, video, music, ritual, the divine spirit, all of that. Pay attention to your sleeping and waking dreams. This is where Jupiter's magic will beam in. If you have any planets or angles of 0 to 2 degrees of Pisces as Jupiter dips its toes over the next few months, these Piscean energies will be abundantly activated. Yes. On Friday, May 14th, Mercury enters the shadow zone at Gemini of 16 degrees, where the theme now is effective business communication review. What communication and mindset do you need to rethink in your business? It's time to start backing things up and make space for misunderstandings, all the usual things. As we are coming up to our second Mercury retrograde of 2021, this time in Mercury's home sign of Aries Gemini. This Mercury retrograde could be extra potent for many of us, so let's get ready. Mercury retrogrades are wonderful times to reflect and reset. This is not a time to resist, push through, or rush. Knowing how to work with these reset times is so supportive in working with your natural cycles. As Mercury moves into the shadow zone, that area that Mercury will travel back and through as it goes backwards gives us a preview of thinking and the communication points that we will get a chance to rethink and redo. So, communication is a necessary, vital part of business, and what you say or don't say can make or break you. So with this first phase, while Mercury is in the shadow zone, start to pay attention to what you say, what you think, and how you say it. What we express or not express is a clear indication of what we are thinking on the inside and gives us the keys to the mindset issues we must resolve. Next week on Monday, May 17th, we have Sun trining Pluto retrograde at exactly 2:49 a.m. Pacific, 5:49 a.m. Eastern, and the theme is the power to create and make. What creative intensity is building for you? For a few days leading up to and away from, the Taurian Sun is in supportive flow with transformative Pluto, both in building, manifesting practical air signs, earth signs, excuse me. This harmonious earth energy may feel like clarity from unconscious energies rising up to help you with building your creative manifesting force. It could feel like the understanding or resolution of deep emotions that have previously caused you shame, but now you can see how those have impacted your creative and building process. Pay attention and notice these deep creative forces. They are necessary in our life and add so much beautiful wisdom. Sun at Taurus of 26 degrees, trining Pluto retrograde at Capricorn of 26 degrees. On Wednesday, we have a couple of transits. Wednesday, May 19th. It's a day to take creative action, but not in a willy-nilly action. This is about focused action, the type of action that with a 1-2 punch, you can certainly add more value with targeted, disciplined actions with a day like today with the second quarter moon and Venus in flow with Saturn. So the second quarter moon happens in Leo at the very end, 29 degrees at exactly 12:13 p.m. Pacific, 3:13 p.m. Eastern, kicking off a few days of action, action with confidence. What focused creative action will allow you to commit to your intentions? It's time to take action on your new moon intentions to show the universe you are ready by taking responsibility. What is one thing you can do with your confidence to act upon what you desire? Creativity is in your limitations. If you were to choose just one focused action, what would it be? notice where you have constraints or where you need to create restraint. It is in these restrictions that you have the most control and value. And later on in that evening, Venus will trine Saturn at exactly 6:58 p.m. Pacific, 9:58 p.m. Eastern, where your limitations pay off. What sense of restriction pays off with increased mastery? For a day leading up to and away, you may be faced with limitations or have reached your boundaries. It is in this place at the edges of your container where you can find focused and sustainable value. Who says you can't find joy and freedom and self-responsibility? It is by creating your own boundaries and structures that you can be truly free to grow into your authority and mastery that increases your merit and mutual value. Yes, this is Venus in Gemini at 13 degrees, trining with Saturn in Aquarius at 13 degrees. Then on Thursday, May 20th, we have a couple of big shifts. This is a really big one too. Mark this one in your calendar because we have the Sun entering Gemini. It is the season of sharing and engaging when the Sun hits Gemini at exactly 12:37 p.m. Pacific, 3:37 p.m. Eastern. What witty dialogue and messaging will you radiate this season? Now through June 20th, the Sun, our creative vibrancy, gets the conversation started in quick-thinking Gemini. The Sun represents our solar consciousness and what we do so well, that differentiating value in our business. The Sun is our creative force and energy, and while the Sun sails through Gemini, our creativity expands while establishing social connections by way of sharing ideas. Sharing ideas isn't just spouting off facts, but instead about casting your curiosity wide and understanding many different perspectives. Mutual reception. It's not that Gemini changes its mind, it's that Gemini can see many points of view and how they shift over time. As you focus into Gemini season, put your thinking and teaching hat on. Get curious about your message and what you want to share as you build the value of your business. As you listen to others, you get the insight you need to fine-tune your message to call in those with mutual interests. The very next day, on Friday the 21st, we have two big energies colliding, with the Sun squaring Jupiter in mutable signs, wanting to go with the flow, yet Saturn comes to a standstill before going retrograde and drilling down to see what needs to break in order to rebuild. New support systems are on their way. Sun squaring Jupiter at exactly 8:03 a.m. Pacific, 11:03 a.m. Eastern, the theme is your potent visions and inspiration ignite. What are your dreams or inspirational downloads envisioning for you? You can allow yourself to feel into this huge and expansive energy. Your creativity can be set ablaze with this visionary energy. As the Sun, our creative vitality, and Jupiter, our expansive belief, square off in the sky, you are ready to fly high. Channel this energy into creative pursuits, even if the energy feels untamable. You can edit later. Be aware that this energy can flow into feeling overly generous. Be aware, again, of what you agree so that you don't regret it later. However you channel this energy, enjoy it and share it with others to help your enthusiasm. The Sun will be at Gemini of 0 degrees while Jupiter is at 0 degrees of Aquarius. It is Pisces. It's a fresh and potent meeting where fascination and curiosity ignite. Look to your natal chart to look for energies at early degrees of mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, as these will add to your creative fuel. If you have natal energies at early degrees of air or water signs, these will help you flow. And later on that day, Saturn stations at Aquarius of 13 degrees before it moves backwards in a few days. So when Saturn's not really going backwards, but it's appearing to go backwards, and now is the pressure to break free of the old. What new support systems do you need to achieve your goals? A few days before Saturn appears to go backwards in the sky, Saturn drills down on 13 degrees, barely making a move. In reality, Saturn has been on the single focus point of Aquarius 13 degrees all of May. Saturn's second traditional home is in Aquarius, and when in Aquarius, instead of building up the structures and containers in which we learn our place in the world to succeed, Saturn is breaking the rules he built so that he can live free from social restraints and conditioning that hold us back through shoulds and duty. As Saturn gets ready to shift and reform supporting systems during this upcoming retrograde cycle, I want you to notice what old shoulds and resistance about embracing change come up for you. What part of the old system that we are leaving behind scares you? If you're ready to bring on the change, get curious with what role and responsibility you want and what new support systems you need. As an outer planet, we will only feel these Saturnian shifts on a subtle level. But while Saturn comes to a stop during these few days, this is where you're likely to feel the pressure. Look to your natal chart at 13 degrees of fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, as these energies are adding to the creative tension now. If you have any energies of 13 degrees of air signs, like Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, these planets are supporting your role as changemaker. On May 22nd, that is a Saturday, Mercury squares off with Neptune, where the theme is communicate visually or musically. What big idea can you conjure through spirit? That's Neptune. You're likely to wax poetically today or rediscover your musical and artistic side. Feel like adding a poem to your email signature or creating a watercolor instead of a memo? Today would be the day. Play with the dreaminess and let go of the guilt from not being able to be productive in the traditional sense. Details and specificities are not on the agenda for today. What will you create as you connect your conscious and unconscious mind today? And more importantly, how will you add this to your business in the form of value? Yes, it's there. All in the imagination. Mercury will be at Gemini of 22 degrees, squaring off with Neptune at Pisces of 22 degrees. On the 23rd, May 23rd, that is a Sunday, Saturn will officially go backwards in the sky. It is Saturn retrograde, where we get to revisit your support systems and accountability. What old rules and boundaries are you breaking to create new containers? Saturn is now officially retrograde and appearing to go backwards in the sky from our place on Mother Earth now through mid-October. Saturn, these outer planets often spend a good 6 months of every year going backwards in the sky, so it's nothing to be worried about like a personal planet. Saturn's second traditional home is Aquarius, and when in Aquarius, instead of building up the structures and containers in which we learn our place in the world to succeed, Saturn is breaking the rules he built so that he can live free from social restraints and conditioning that hold us back through shoulds and duty. As Saturn retraces his steps for half the year, it's time to reform your support systems, responsibilities, and structures in your life and business. The last few days most likely brought up the fracture points in your life and business that are the easy breaking points. Don't resist. Time to break the rules. As an outer planet, you'll only feel this Saturnian shift on a subtle level. Look to your natal chart between Aquarius of 13 degrees and 6 degrees, as this is where Saturn will be highlighting during this retrograde cycle. If you have fixed energies in these degrees, you'll likely feel this energy more than most as you've outgrown your old containers. Time to replant. All right. I know this is a really long month. We still have quite a bit to go. Here we go. On May 26th, Wednesday, we have a big day full of surprising illuminations, highlighting what needs to be rethought and revisioned. However, you may not get the clarity on how to change. It's just the clarity of what needs changing. This is a great day to reflect and illuminate. I would clear your calendar if you have the ability to, because we have two big energies happening today. Our full moon eclipse in Sagittarius, and Mercury coming to a stop before heading reverse in Gemini. Gemini and Sagittarius live on the same axis of education and exploration. They both love learning and expanding their minds. Where Gemini loves sharing ideas with like-minded people, Sagittarius wants to dive into the deep of diversity and gain understanding of other minds. The sun and moon lunation is about illuminating and uncovering with an eclipse. This is a wild card. And as Mercury comes to a standstill, this time is about questioning and rethinking. Such a wonderful day to not come up with answers, but to come up with the questions that need revised answers. Your old answers no longer work. So we have our full moon eclipse in Sagittarius at 5 degrees at exactly 4:14 a.m. Pacific, 7:14 a.m. Eastern, where it's time to get curious about what outdated beliefs are holding you back from living your purpose and release them into the wind. On this full moon with the Gemini sun shining down on the Sagittarius moon in full illumination and Mercury drilling down in Gemini, your old beliefs are being questioned. What used to hold emotional truth about your vision and your big dreams may not fit you anymore, and that's okay. You've reached your old potentials, and it's time to stretch into your new potential, your new truth. As you spend time today to reflect on all that's coming to light, do not be in a rush to fix things. Today is not the day for that. Wild cards can appear, huge illuminations, surprises, and jokers. Instead, get curious, feel what no longer fits, expand into new spaces you are cracking and creating for yourself. When you think about what you want to let go of, what old dreams have you already accomplished or no longer have meaning? What old patterns of not believing yourself do you need to let go of? What truths are no longer true for you? What old stories of worthiness haunt you? What beliefs of I don't know continue to tell your story? Which of these above questions do you have the most resistance? That is the one you are meant to answer. And then Mercury stations retrograde at 24 degrees of Gemini. Misunderstandings intensify. What thoughts and truths are not clear? So we are still a few days away from Mercury shifting gears and going backwards in the home sign of Gemini. But it's during these few days prior that quick moving Mercury hits the brakes and appears to come to a stop before going in reverse. It's this point in the sky that it stops where our thoughts intensify. At this time, your logical thinking is most likely not very clear and taking on an almost dreamlike state. If you catch yourself daydreaming or getting the answers you need through dreams, it's all part of the energies of the day. Do your best to not have anything scheduled today. If you have to, leave lots of room for reshuffling. There's nothing to do today except notice and not expect clear answers. Look to your chart for Gemini of 24 degrees. Any energies you have near here or in the air or mutable signs will want a say in what needs rethinking. Okay, we're getting close. On May 27th, we have Thursday. Venus squares off with Neptune. I know I've been mentioning all these squares, but all these squares have to do with Venus and Neptune and Jupiter. And when we have these loving planets, benefic planets, then the squares are not so tense, okay? But I still call it creative tension. So today's theme, creative tension and connections. What dreamy inspirations are coming to you for support? For a few days leading up to and away, pay attention to serendipity, synchronicities, and everything kismet. Venus, our creator, beauty, and connections, and Neptune, our connection to divine and spirituality, link up where outside experiences influence cosmic and spiritual connections. These kinds of connections might be running into people you know, finding resources to get your dreams together, or even creative streaks that add priceless value to your work. All of these connections are stretching you into your highest potential of understanding and here to support you at the highest level. Venus will be at Gemini of 22 degrees while it squares off with Neptune at Pisces of 22 degrees. Okay, a couple of more activations. Here we go. On the 28th, Friday the 28th, Mercury joins Venus at Gemini of 24 degrees, where we get to communicate and appreciate our shared values. What admiration can you express and teach today? It is a supportive day to send a note of gratitude or share valuable information. Support someone else through your kind words and up your chances for happy coincidences and lucky breaks by expressing your appreciation and putting out into the world some valuable information. Whether you're teaching, crafting a social post, or writing an email, infuse authentic praise and respect. If you're teaching or sharing information today, go the extra mile and share something extraordinary. On the 29th, Friday the 29th, that is Saturday, we have Mercury beginning its retrograde cycle at exactly 3:34 p.m. Pacific, 6:34 p.m. Eastern, where we get to rethink information and truth over the next few weeks. What communications and mindset do you get to rethink that add to your value and how you can ask for support? It's official. Mercury is now in reverse and we have many truths and understanding to rediscover. This Mercury retrograde, through its home sign of Gemini, feels like we've outgrown our truths and need to redefine our understanding so that we can express ourselves in alignment to our current reality. For the first half of this retrograde cycle, now through June 10th, you'll be discovering what you need to unlearn. It is not crucial to take action. In fact, you'll have a better go of understanding if you give things space to present clarity on their own. You cannot rush this. Be prepared for things to take longer than expected, the need to re-explain or to reread, permission to misunderstand and not be clear. You get this opportunity to rethink your truths and your core messaging in your business. Yay, we have time to rethink what we all need to get in order to get support. Mercury will be highlighting the area of Gemini 16 degrees through 24 degrees during this retrograde cycle. Check out what you might have in your natal chart around these degrees. They'll be having a say in your rethinking story. And finally, our last shift of May. It has been a huge month. On the 30th, Saturday, May 30th, we have Mars trining Neptune at exactly 10:15 p.m. Pacific, 1:15 a.m. the next day for those of us on the eastern coast. Move your body as devotion for creative insights. What emotions can you release from your bodies, emotional, physical, and spiritual? For a few days leading up to and a few days leading away, what better way to gain some understanding and let go of the pileup of untruths in your energetic bodies than to move it out? Move your body today as a devotion to your highest good and your highest potential in your work. Spirit is here to support you. As you move your body to release stagnant emotional energy, you make space for creative insight. If you're not one to dance freeform, do some yoga or go for a meditation walk with mindful intention. Whatever you do, your body is a vessel for your spirit. Treat it as the sacred temple that it is today. Make space in your body to receive while Mars is in Cancer at 22 degrees and Neptune at Pisces at 22 degrees. Work on releasing all of that emotional gunk that holds you back through your body. All right, everyone, that's all I have for you. Signing off, it's Leslie Tagorda. If you have special requests, please let me know. I am happy to oblige and make this business cosmic weather in origin more supportive for you. Happy May!